This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Hulu, presenting Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. From the backboard to the front office, Legacy captures the remarkable rise and unprecedented success of one of the most iconic franchises in professional sports. Featuring new revealing interviews from players, coaches, and execs, this 10-part documentary series chronicles this extraordinary story from the inside. Watch Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers, now only on Hulu.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Brick layers and ball shorts. Coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Ahmad Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. On this Wednesday, yeah, because we play tomorrow on Thursday, y'all. Shout out to Country Wayne Drip, y'all. Before we get started, salute to my sponsor, Able Insurance. That's Able Insurance. Provides the best combination of coverage and price for auto, home, life, and business insurance. Just give them a chance to give you a quote. There's no obligation to you. Their headquarters are based in the state of Virginia, but they now also deliver personal and stellar service to their newly added states of Texas, Tennessee, and Arizona. Sorry, Martin, I just didn't want to go to Arizona. Their office hours are Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. in Charlottesville. Also open Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Give them a call, 434-218-4589, or toll free at 866-985-3558. That's auto, home, life, business. Insurance after business. Ableinsurance.net is where you can find the information. So let's jump right into it. Whoa, hold. What'd you say, Petty Hawk? We got to take it back. Petty Hawk said, I got to take it back. I got to bring that good mojo. So we're going to bring that good mojo. Because, you know, in order for good mojo to drop, you got to drop this guy. You have to.
I want the whole world spin my record.
We got to get that good mojo back. So we got to bring him back. Styles. Let's go, baby.
Check game. Stay free records.
Let's go, baby.
Oh. Huh. Shorty girl, Freddy Definite.
Sajan.
Bad news, even. Be my
Sajan.
I got a fitted hat. I be massaging. Pinky rings on my finger, I'm massaging. I got a speedboat concert cause I massage. I coming through about a whole account of lives.
Yeah, yeah.
I been massaging.
Yeah, yeah.
I been massaging.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm coming through with Cadillacs and massaging. I got GPS.
I be massaging.
I catch croaker fish cause I'm massaging. I like a macaroni plate, I be massaging. I want the whole world.
You see that? Mix it. That's all right. Petty Hawk, I got you. I had to bring Bebe back in the fold to get that good mojo going. We're on a 2-game losing streak. We're going down to Miami, trying to break a losing streak to Miami, especially down there in a 305. So we got to bring that good mojo back. Oh, we got another request. We got another one. More mojo. Come on. Come on. It's time to go. Get your mind right. Yeah. Let's get ready to rumble, Wahoos. Huh? What you going? You gonna bring that 3-4 back out though? What you gonna do? You gotta be a rider, baby. Edited version, you see that? No cuss words. What's your ambition, man? Get your mind right, Wahoos. Let this ride. This is the great Tupac Shakur. Rest in peace. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Turn me up. Turn me up. Dressing the man public, my attitude was fierce. Motherfuckers love it to be a soldier. Must maintain composure at ease. Don't like it's complicated. Only what you make it to be. Yeah, we gotta get hype, man. We gotta get that juice back. We gotta get that juice back. Oh, I ain't done. We gotta get that juice back. Come on. Come on. We got another one. Come on. Uh-huh. Cause on Thursday night, all eyes on me. Yeah, you're on a 2-game loser streak. What that mean? All eyes on me. Yeah. 3-3-5, 3-4, defense. Guess what? All eyes on me. Yeah. Uh-huh. Brendan Armstrong, you throwing for all them yards. I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating to try to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths, sir. That's where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, nigga, holler when you see me. And yeah. Hold up. How did the N-word slip in the edited version? You fired, Petty Hawk. You're fired. You're fired. I told you the edited version, and he just dropped it. I know I heard the N-word, bro. You know what? You are not the editor-in-chief anymore. You ain't editing nothing, and you sure ain't the chief of it no more. You fired, Petty Hawk. Get out of here. But what up, though, man? Ball Hawk here. We back. We got our mind right. That's the music version of the podcast. Your first time tuning in, we do that. Music. I love music. Music speaks to me. And old songs mean a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to our winning ways. The Wahoos play the Miami Hurricanes. Both teams are 2-2. The Wahoos are now 0-2. In the Coastal, this is the first ACC game for Miami this year. Coach Diaz, Manny Diaz, that is 2-0 versus Miami. I mean, versus UVA while at Miami as the head coach. And Bronco Mendenhall is 1-4 versus Miami. So the Wahoos on a 2-game losing streak. Offense still been explosive. The offense is the ACC leader in NCAA leader in yards per game, but you only got two out of the four to show for it. Defensively, we went from very good to trash can juice to trash can. You drive the bottom now. So we got to trend back upwards and at least be good. I think some fans even take all right. They just don't want to be trash. They definitely want to be trash can. And they ultimately don't want to be trash can juice. They don't want anything that got trash involved. We just want to be aight at worst. And I don't know. I don't have the magic wand. I ain't got the answer, Sway. I think I'm a little too hot. Let me cut my mic down. I ain't got the answer, Sway. There we go. Cut it down. Well, I might just have to be loud. But give you a little team comparison. I said both teams are 2-2. Scoring, 141 total points for the Wahoos, 110 for Miami. Points per game, 35.3 for UVA, 31 points a game for Miami. Rushing yards total, 763 for Miami, 462 for the Hoos. Rushing attempts, Miami 143. And UVA 114. Sorry, the dogs is barking in the background, but I got to get this done. It's a short week. Hey, brother. I'm trying to record, brothers. Stop being player haters. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Did y'all hear my dogs? You hear that? Look, listen, look. Uh-huh. Hey, brother. Can I record, brother? Huh? Did Petty Hawk put you up to this? Huh? All right. Now, back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by my two chihuahuas. Passing yards. The little one just won't stop down there, and I'm not stopping recording to go down there. Y'all gonna get this work, okay? This is unedited, unapologetic episode right here. Sorry for the disturbances in the background, but you got it. I got a job to do. And gotta keep doing what I'm doing. Passing yards. Wahoo, 1,722 passing yards to Miami's 1,184 passing yards. Passing TDs, 13 for the Wahoos, 8 for Miami. I'm not stopping. They're just going to have to keep bargaining. I apologize in advance. That's 296 a game for Miami, 430 and a half for the Wahoos. Like I said, ACC leader and NCAA leader. So let's look at the opponents, man. Let's look at the opponents. What have I seen from Miami? Defensively, first of all. Defensively, a fast bunch. They want to get after you. They want to press you. They're going to play man-to-man. Like, we're talking about Miami, man. Miami don't do all that zone. They don't do a lot of zone. They got cat coverage. I got that cat. You got that cat. That's what they do. They got the swagger. They got the turnover chain. Turnover chain. Turnover chain. Since they created the turnover chain, I think they're like third in the nation in turnovers calls. They got a new 5.0 version now I read with all these rubies and sapphires and Lucky Charms and everything a part of it. Yeah, that's the fifth version. But from the start of 2017, the year the unveiling of the first turnover chain through 2020, Miami is tied for third among all Power 5 programs in turnovers forced, 92, and ranks number 3 in turnovers forced per game, 1.84. So Miami is a team, if I'm not mistaken, I got it right here in my notes. I think they returned like 22 starters. Yeah, the Hurricanes returned 19 to 22 starters on offense and defense. Miami only lost tight end Brevin Jordan to the Houston Texans in the fifth round of the NFL draft. Jalen Phillips, he went first round to the Miami Dolphins. He was a defensive end. And Quincy Rocher, the Pittsburgh Steelers, was in the sixth round to the 2021 draft, as well as their kicker on special team. So 19 to 22 starters return. So that lets you know right there, they have the ability. They lost to Alabama 33-14 in Atlanta. It took them to come back and get a field goal late to beat Appalachian State 25-23. Then they lost to Michigan State 38-17. And then they beat the dog crap out of Central Connecticut State. I had never heard of that college, but salute to them. Salute to y'all. Salute to all the young kings out there playing for Central Connecticut State. Keep doing your thing. They lost 69-0 to them. So now here come the Wahoos. They feel like they got back on track versus Central Connecticut State. And we feel like we really off track because the last 2 weeks we done yielded 700 and almost 500 yards a total defense. But back to Miami's defense. Speed. That's what I see. Speed. Two speed ends that want to get after you. And Harvey and McLeod. Then they got D tackles that them biggins hold their ground. Amari Carter is a striker, 6 foot 202. That middle linebacker, Flag Jr., is 5'11, 234, freshman. Speed. Steed, 5'11, 220, weak side linebacker. Speed. The defense is built off of speed. The thing with Miami is you got to try to outsmart them because they feel like they can out-athlete you. Like I said, they're going to play press. They're going to play off. They don't combo a lot, meaning inside, outside. You know, you take the first cross, I take the second one. No, if they playing man and you do rub routes, they'll try to fight through and stay on their man. They will blow coverages. You can beat them with double moves. But with that being said, they're going to send pressure. And they're going to send something that we don't like, that we've been struggling with. Delayed linebacker blitzes. Delayed. 1,001. Go. It's going to be very important for our offensive line to eliminate the immediate threat and keep their eyes up and look for any twists or late stunts. and they like to come outside. They like to slant and have both backers come off the edge. They loop around. Our defense used to do, you know, the A-dog stunts. Nah, they coming off the butt of the end. They coming outside to the tackle and to the running backs. They want to see if the running back can block in space. Not just coming up the A-gap where you could possibly just cut them and chip them and the quarterback could get out in the edge. Nah, they're going to attack you from the edges. Oh, your quarterback left-handed? All right, well, we're going to attack on our right, from our right side. We're going to come to his face, make him scramble to his right. So it's going to be opportunities for our offense to generate explosive plays. You got to finish. You got to fight through if you're being held. Do we have the speed on the outside to get in trouble? Absolutely. Speed and size. BA has to hit the early deep ball. Anytime we've gone deep on the first drive, it's been incomplete on the outside. Now, if we're throwing to Jelani Woods in the middle of the field, he's completed those. But deep passes to Dontavian Wicks, Tay Wicks, that is, on the numbers or outside, it's been overthrows. Or versus Carolina, it was underthrown. We got to hit those early. It makes me think, on the road, we win the toss. Do we want the ball or do we defer? Me personally, I want the ball because I want to play from in front now. It's been a long time since we played with the lead. So if I'm coach, I'm on the road and my defense been struggling, I'm like, offense, you got to go score something though. You can't receive the ball and then have an empty possession. No. And then if you receive the ball, you got to try to steal and get an extra possession somehow. Something we haven't done. Turn teams over like that. How many turnovers have we forced? I know Gucci Mane had an interception this year. I know Cypress had an interception versus North Carolina. Let me see how many interceptions have we caused this year. So we recovered, Wes recovered a fumble, and we got two interceptions. So that's three turnovers in four games. And we're supposed to be the havoc defense. But I'm still talking about our offense. Offense, you got to take care of the ball. You got to be efficient. Coach and I, stay consistent with your play calling. Don't feel the need to try to outsmart them, to try trickery when you're executing your offense. You know, even if you have something scripted, if you're executing and you're really pushing the ball down the field, you're getting 4 yards here, 6 yards, 10 yards, 5 yards, 3 yards, 12 yards, 15 yards, 2 yards, 3 yards. Don't do something to, I'm going to pop this open, and you end up popping yourself in the mouth. Because we've done that. We've done that. That bit is in the rear end. Notice Illinois, we didn't do it. Until the third series, we try to be cute and run some jet sweeps with and it stalled us for a couple of series. But not Miami, but UNC, we're going, we're clicking, we're going, and then we try a crazy play that wasn't warranted. Wake Forest, we're clicking, and then we try a jet sweep with Brennan to throw to Billy Kemp. My dog they just hard-headed, man. Hey, yo. Hey, brother. You got to quit it, man. I'm going to kick you out. You wanted to be in here. You got to get this work. Relax. What was I saying? Oh, but, yeah, just got to be consistent. As far as running the ball, you can run the ball versus Miami, definitely. You could definitely run the ball versus Miami, but you got to stay true to you, right? What's your identity? As an offensive coordinator, what do you feel like your identity is? And you just got to be efficient with it. Efficient. Because ain't no need to run the ball if you just doing it just to shut people up. You can't run the ball just so people be like, oh, well, we had 20 rushes, so, hey, we tried to run the ball. No. You got to produce. But Let me see. As far as rushing yards, opposing teams, my dog is just throwing me way off. Alabama ran for 147 yards on 38 rushes. Appalachian State, 127 yards on 39 rushes. Hold on. Is that them? Well, no, that's definitely. Yeah. So Michigan State had a lot of success, 193 yards rushing. That's what Michigan State known to do. They were balanced, 193 yards rushing, 261 yards passing. They ran the ball 41 times and threw the ball 31 times. Alabama ran the ball 38 times and threw the ball 39 times. That was balanced. Appalachian State ran the ball 39 times, threw the ball 34 times. Very balanced. And the one team they blew out ran the ball 26 times and threw the ball 37 times. Alabama had 501 yards total offense, and Michigan State had 454 yards of total offense. So the teams that defeated them, yeah. Miami has turned the ball over seven times this year and generated just three turnovers themselves. They're just like us. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. Offensively, they have trouble protecting the quarterback. King is beat up. So, you know, you may see a young quarterback. You may see King. The thing about this game is you can't sit back and not rush more than three guys. You rush three guys versus Miami with all that speed they got at receiver, they're going to find a hole. You're setting yourself up. You got to dictate. You got to make them, like, sometimes you give your DBs the best chance by accelerating the reading process of a quarterback, especially a younger one, right? If you have a young quarterback in, now I know King, you run the risk of, hey, tucking the ball and running. But if he's playing and he has a shoulder injury, whether throwing or non-throwing shoulder, you got to make sure you put hits on him. So even if he's tucking it, you get to him and you put hits on him. That's like going to the body. And make sure when you grab him, it's an emphasis. Really grab a hold of him and get a lot of hats to the ball and work on what's beat up. Now, if you got younger quarterbacks, what you do is you take away the strong side throws. You force them to Gucci man in that boundary that's playing press, that's playing your best football as a cover guy. I would say pound for pound, he's probably playing the best in the secondary. You know, I love Joey coming down, making plays when he's coming forward. But tackling and covering, I think Gucci man, and that's Anthony Johnson, by the way, I think he's playing the best in the defensive backfield overall. So I got a lot of confidence that as the game progresses, he'll get more and more aggressive. Now, the thing about him is he has to be in tune early. Like, if he's off, everybody's going to start attacking you with glance routes, just like North Carolina did. So, every team now, essentially, if I was a coach, I'm looking at the North Carolina game. So, I wouldn't be surprised if Miami invests in running the football. They just ran for over 300 yards their last game. Why wouldn't you? And guess who you playing? The team that's dead last and defending the run in the ACC. Back-to-back games, you done gave up almost 600 yards of rushing. 300-plus to UNC, 200-plus to Wake Forest. You would be a fool to throw versus the Wahoos. A damn fool. What? We what? If I'm a quarterback and I hear it's a pass play, I'm looking at the coach like, Russell Westbrook did in the locker room. Like, what? Man, you tripping. If I was the quarterback of Miami and I hear any running, any pass play, the first 10 plays of the game, I'm looking at coach like Russell Westbrook. What? Dog, you tripping. They just ran for 322 yards versus Central Connecticut, threw for 417 yards versus Central Connecticut. They ran for 300. The two games they lost, they ran for less than 100 yards. The two games they won,
They ran for over 150 yards apiece. Ding, ding, ding. You better stick to the trend. What that mean? You better run the ball. Ding, ding, ding. Who we playing? Virginia. What they ranked in rush defense? Last. Ding, ding, ding. What? Run the ball. So guess what you got to do, Wahoo defense? 3-4. Let's go. Attack. Give me more big boys out there. All you little DBs, have a seat. I need more big boys out there. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Yo, yo, Juggernaut, two gap for me. Calls a pal. Yo, Nick Jackson, I'm taking a leash off. Go hunt. Go hunt. Ain't no more read and react. It's head, butt, and tackle. Wally Rayner style. Head, butt, and tackle. Anthony Poindexter. Hey, I read the formation. I already know where to go. Head, butt, tackle. Bring Joey Blunt in the box. Hey, you suckers on the outside, it's time to make that money. I know they fast, but you better play your percentages, Jack, because it's coming out hot, because we coming. We coming. One thing you're not going to do, Miami, is run the ball. I'm tired of seeing teams running the ball. So if, and that's a big if, because I'm not, and I'm glad I'm not in the hot seat of calling the defense or offense, because you fans is vicious. But I got the confines of my house, and I could say woulda, coulda, shoulda be money quarterback and look like a genius until you offer me the job and be like, Ball Hawk, you some trash too. And I'd be like, I know, but it was easier after the fact. Stop the run, UVA. Stop it. Stop the run. Don't give up no big play. I don't want no blown coverages at all. At all. All you young DBs, you better be ready. Because somebody blow a coverage, they got to have a seat. Hayes, hey, brother, you ready? Huh? Sanker, you ready? Huh? Everybody, all hands on deck. Clary, wake up. You ready? Elijah Gaines, you ready? Coin King, you ready? Bratton, you ready? Deshaun Perry, you ready? Oh, anybody on the depth chart, damn it, you going to play. Huh? Josh Ahern, Wes Weeks, James Jackson, Usi. All right, everybody. I need everybody on the defense. Everybody you see on this defensive depth chart. Everybody gets in. Everybody getting this work. I need to see who we got. It's not a threat. It just is what it is. Be ready. And when you get in there, there ain't no excuse. Time to put up a shut up. You 2-for-2. We back square one. We ain't had no games this year. This game number one. 500. Don't go in the hole. That 6-foot hole is dug. Dig a hole is what they saying. What do Wahoos need to do to be successful? First of all, score. First possession. 7 points. Be consistent. No cute stuff. None of that. If Hollins is playing, if he's starting, give him the ball. If Tyler Papa's playing, give him the ball. But at the end of the day, Mike Hollins got to see the field. He got to get touches. I ain't saying he got to run the ball. Give him some touches. He nice. You need some dog yards? 2-1. Hard knock life. Let's get it. Get him some touches. Use your backs. That away. Nothing on the edge. We run it downhill. Big fellas, put your foot in the hole. Get low and nasty. We give you window dressing going left and right, but we going up and down, north and south, straight, hard, fast, quick, like Jordan Ellis did the last time we beat Miami. Make them pay. Take no lipstick this week, Ana. No perfume. No tennis skirts. No blouses. Nah, jeans, shell toes. Vaseline to put on your eyebrows because we about to fight. Put your hair up in the bun. Because they say, you know, they say you acting cute. So we got to do what the cute ones do when they ready to get down with the get down. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? You back a dog in the corner. Hurt, 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 hurt. You got the bite. We backing in the corner. What you going to do? Huh? Come on, Cletus. Come on. That's what I feel like. Come on, Cletus. Come on. Defensively, get to the damn ball. Scared money don't make money. Hey, coaches, I ain't look. Only place I want to read is in the library. Mm-mm. I ain't trying to wait for somebody to swing like Danielson and react. This ain't Carl McGraw. Nah, I want to be on the offensive when I'm defensive. That's a ball. It's time to go downhill. It's time to create that real havoc. If we bring a Shree, that ain't enough. That's not enough. You see him hauling nights. Don't be shooting that little gun. Don't do it. Stop shooting that little, you know what? Nah, we need that. We don't need that. Pow, pow, pow. Right now, we pow, pow, pow. Nah, we need that. Automatic. You know one great thing about them automatic Tommy guns back in the day? You ain't had to have no good aim. One of them going to get you because you got so many coming at you. And guess what everybody did? Run for cover. But when you pow, 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 them that's worth. When you miss with that pow, 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 then they go pow. But when you they can't shoot back. Run for cover. That's what I need. That's going to be the defensive call. Hey, coach, what's the call? In the microphone. Tommy gun. That's what we calling it. Tommy gun. Check, check, check. Tommy gun. That means we coming. Firing all bullets. That's what we doing. What you think, Kawhi? That ain't Kawhi. What you think?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that ain't Kawhi. Okay, there we go. All right, man. At the end of the day, Wahoos, man, you got to be efficient on offense. No empty possessions early. You're on the road. You know, if I win the coin toss, I would want my offense to step on the field, leading the country in yards. But I also want to make sure we score 7. Put the pressure on Miami. I don't know who's going to start at quarterback for them. But if it's a younger quarterback, expect them to establish the run early because I have demonstrated an inability to stop the run. So I expect them, with young quarterbacks, to use the run to set up play action to take a shot versus our vulnerable secondary in their eyes. And if they do have a passing situation, don't play coverage. Go after them. Everybody expects us to run some type of short zone when it's a passing situation and not send a lot of guys. Point blank, I'm telling you. Third down, they know we're not going to send that many. We're going to try to sit back. And then it's like a recipe for disaster. The fact that we haven't gotten a lot of stops until the fourth quarter where Wake Forest took it easy on us, it has put a lot of pressure on our offense to be perfect. That's why you see a lot of the route combinations attacking vertically versus having checkdowns for Britton Nelson. Now, we're going to need checkdowns every pass play because they're going to send pressure. Miami and their mind feel like can't nobody run as fast as them. We got Wicks who can run. We got Henry who can run. We got Billy the Goat, Kemp, who can put you in skates. We got guys that can run. Stalling can run. So we got the receivers that can win one-on-one matchups. Salute to Wicks, added to the Biletnikoff list. Well-deserved. But you got to be efficient on offense, but you can't play scared. You know, you got to understand the flow of the game. Look, man, I'm not telling her now. I can't do what Coach and I could do. Don't ever get that twisted in my podcast. I just give out ideas because I can see the result first. I always want to make sure that's being shared, okay? It's easy for me to say what a team should have done after watching the same play 12 times and seeing how they would react and seeing where the holes are at while I'm hitting pause as the play developed. Offensive coordinators don't have that luxury. Now, granted, yes, they are paid the big bucks. You are paid for a reason to do this and this and that. A nice issue, in my opinion, is he thinks too much. I'm from that Coach Welch old school. I'm going to keep running the same thing until you show me you can stop it 3 times in a row. Then I'm going to show you a counter off of it, and I'm going to go right back to it. That's how old school I am. Student by the left, student by the left, student by the left. Oh, they stopped. Student by the left. Damn, they stopped. Student by the left. Okay, punt. All right, let's run play action off of it. Okay, we hit them. Boom. All right, go back to it. Student by the left, student by the left. But That's what we got to do, man. Y'all know the motto, good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. I don't like my previews to be too long-winded. At the end of the day, got to get back to our winning ways. Got to get back to being aggressive on defense, whether it's the 3-4, the 3-3-5. The difference between the 3-4 and the 3-3-5 is the gap responsibilities for the defensive lineman, especially the nose guard. I think in the 3-4, Carter would do a better job of really attacking versus having to read and steer. So it looks like he's getting – it looks like our lineman getting driven off the balls because they have to, like, hold points versus wrecking havoc. Havoc is, hey, get up the field, retrace your steps. Get up the field, make sure you maintain this gap, retrace your steps. Versus 3-3-5 might be like, shoot your hands, extend, find the ball, then go. Now, I don't know for sure. That's just my guesstimation. I wanted to see us playing more downhill. Utilize 6. He's a very special linebacker. Utilize 7. Very elite pass rusher. Utilize 4. Very good pass rusher. Utilize 13. A guy that is very solid in helping in the run game. Hunter Stewart's good in the run game. You got to let him fap you, though. We need them that fap scheme. Fap. That means when you fap somebody, you butt them in the head. Fap. That's what we need. Joey Blunt coming in the hole. Fap. I need the corners to play with confidence. 2-3, I need you playing with confidence, brother. Hey, you listen to my last podcast. Make sure you get your read steps. Get your read steps, man. If they're trying to run them little hitches and them slants, let's go. Go get you one, player. Don't just be back there to tackle. You back there to cover. I ain't back there to tackle after they catch him. I'm there to break it up or pick it off, get off the field. Remember that. You are a corner. I'm back there to cover first, break up. If I'm back there, guy, if I'm out there tackling, then something wrong. I'm giving up too much. No, I'm back there to break up or you ain't throwing to me like Bryce Hall doing for the Jets right now. Don't even throw at me. So, all right, man, that's all I got for y'all. I'm going to leave y'all with my man Tupac. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to AmadHawkins.com for all my content. It's all in one site. And if you want some Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel, go to sthujuice.com, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Wahoo wah. We out of here. Peace. I shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death. I'm gonna shed some tears. If I should die before I wake, please God, walk with me and take me to heaven. Back in elementary, thrived on misery, left me alone. I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that Doug Light tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past. You wanna last? Be the first to blast. Remember Cato? No longer with the seat, deceits. Calling the sirens. Seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me? So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.